Message number 1142. The faith of the clergy will be trampled upon by the greatest enemy of the God ever to walk the earth, the Antichrist. Saturday, June 7, 2014 at 20:00. My dearly beloved daughter, the spirit of truth which prevails through my church on earth must be sustained, nurtured, and upheld by those holy servants of mine to whom I entrusted the care of all of God's children. The priests in my church will soon face challenges which will mean that many will find it very difficult to uphold my word. Everything that is not of me will be presented to them by the traitors among them. How I yearn to bring them comfort, and how I will do all in my power to fill their souls with the fire of the Holy Spirit. I will do this so they will remain alert, calm, and in no doubt when they are asked to participate in doctrine which will not be of me. They must, as guardians of my word, be prepared to remain loyal to me. But they will be persuaded to pursue a new interpretation of my word, and this will lead to grave error. Should they lead innocent souls and those who are devoted to me into error and into committing blasphemy, they will be guilty of embracing the doctrines of hell. For that they will know what it is like to feel the wrath of my Father. The priests who are mine will need to renew their vows of love, charity, and chastity if they are to remain in a state of grace in order to serve me as they have committed to do in my name. Sadly, the power of evil which will prevail against them will be such that many will find the pressure exerted on them just too difficult to withstand. Others will embrace the new doctrine, and they will become part of the soon-to-be-declared new one-world priesthood, where they will no longer serve the triune God. They will then lead many souls into apostasy. Only a few will remain faithful to me, and they will comfort those Christians who will never deviate from the truth. The ones who betray me will themselves be the victims of the Antichrist and his army, who will persecute them in ways which will mean that unless they make a pact with the beast, they will be discarded like criminals and be accused of crimes akin to treason. The faithful will comfort each other, and by my grace they will be given the gifts from God needed to protect themselves against persecution, including the seal of the living God, which will enable them to overcome the opposition they will face when Christianity will be brutalized. Those who are for me and in me will feel great courage in their hearts, for they will be able to discern the spirit of truth from the spirit of evil. And all during this time the faith of the clergy will be trampled upon by the greatest enemy of God ever to walk the earth, the Antichrist. He will seduce them and draw them into a great web of deceit and despair. His influence over them will be like a great darkness which will descend over them and extinguish the light of their souls, and many will after that sell their souls to Satan. All of these events sound as if there will be a great noise like the clapping of thunder, but it is not how the beast will operate. No, his mission will be seen as a great evangelization of the world which will manifest in many ways. It will be seen to be so appealing that it will not only be those sacred servants, the luminaries of God chosen to lead his people on earth into holiness, who will fall victim to the deceit. The enemies of God will also embrace the new evangelical movement, which will be announced in stages and not with great fanfare, for that would only create too many questions. New legislations will be introduced which will be seen to improve the lives of the world's poor. Then the unification of countries will be created through their banks' business as alliances, as comrades in the event of future wars, politics, and finally religion. The steps have already begun, and the plan has been coordinated for over 7 years and in great detail. All I ask of you is to remain alert and to pray for all my priests so that they will retain the graces which I bestow upon them in order to serve me and so that they can retain the true faith. Only the truth is everlasting. Only the truth of my word will sustain life, life of the soul as well as the life of this earth. Lies presented as the truth come from Satan, who is doomed for eternity. Those who follow him, adapt his ways and become his servants, will plunge into darkness and place themselves in grave danger. Only the truth will save you. I am the truth. Follow only me, for nothing else can bring you love, peace, eternal joy or happiness. Only by following me and my holy word, as I gave it to the world where it has not been tampered with, can you be saved. Your Jesus.